The following interview was recorded for CFRO The Pulse, Vancouver Co-op Radio's daily news show. The Pulse airs Monday to Friday at 7 a.m. on 100.5 FM and streaming live at coopradio.org. Sandy Goldman speaks with Robbie Smith, curator of the virtual art exhibition being launched at 12 noon today as part of the annual Housing Central Conference. Have a listen.
This year's Housing Central Conference will take place November 15th to 17th. It's an annual event that brings together folks concerned about affordable housing in British Columbia. It's sponsored by the BC Nonprofit Housing Association, the Cooperative Housing Federation of BC, the Aboriginal Housing Management Association, and it's being held virtually again this year. But before it became virtual, I was able to attend in person a few years ago. And it's a wonderful professional development and networking opportunity. The one thing that everyone there has in common is a desire to make housing more affordable, safe, and to recognize the role of affordable housing, social housing, community housing, to learn how to do that in a way that is better, stronger, to network and learn from each other. When I was there a few years ago, one of the keynote speakers was Murray Sinclair, the Commissioner of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, and I got to speak to him afterwards and do an interview. So it's a wonderful and premier event on the calendar. But there's one aspect of it that we're going to talk about today that might not be known to people that will be available virtually as well, and that's an art exhibition. And I'm really pleased to be speaking with Robbie Smith, who is the curator, has been the curator of the Art Expo for a number of years, since 2017. And she is the Arts and Culture Coordinator with the City of Port Coquitlam. Robbie, thanks for joining us today on The Pulse.
Thanks so much, Sandy. It's great to be here.
Now, how does art, and we're talking visual art here, right? How does art find its way into a conference about affordable housing?
That's a really great question. You know, for me, art is a way to connect people with their passions. And when we have a big conference like the Housing Central Conference, where so many hundreds and now more than 1,000 people come to attend, who all work in the area of, like you say, housing, homelessness, helping people with addictions, agencies who support people with a whole variety of needs. I think it's really important to remember and connect with the people who actually access those services and who live in that housing. And what better way to do that through art? And for myself, I do work for the City of Port Coquitlam as their Arts and Culture Coordinator. I also worked for BCMPHA for quite a number of years part-time. And through that time, though, I have also had a parallel career as an artist. And housing for artists is such a huge issue because artists tend not to have, there are artists who make a very good living and can afford to buy a house, you know, but that's not the norm. The norm is that there are lots of artists who are making do. And I found when I was doing my work through BCNPHA, there are a lot of artists who live in social housing, who access social services, or who live in housing co-ops, and whose work really relates to the theme of the conference. And so to bring those artists into the conference and to share their worldview, their perspectives, their observations, their lives with the conference delegates has been very meaningful for both sides, for the artists and for the people attending the conference.
The work of the artists, is this something that they apply to have their work shown? I mean, you're the curator of the exhibition. How does one go about having their art displayed? And we'll talk about how that occurs virtually, but what's the process?
Yeah, so each year I send out a call to artists And I do that both through my own networks, but also through BCNPHA, which is the BC Nonprofit Housing Association. So they send out that invitation through all of their members as well. So we try to be quite broad reaching. And I ask for the artists to send me a few images of their work, a little bit about their background and how their kind of life story fits with, or their art themes, you know, fit with the conference themes. And then we go from there.
And so how many artists are generally sharing their work? I know you were in the past in locations in person in Richmond, and then moved to the Wall Center. That's where I attended a few years ago. And it's been virtual the last year, and it will be again this year. Mm-hmm. But how many people are participating, and how do you display the works virtually during the course of the conference or the pre-conference or thereafter?
Sure. Well, that's a really great question, because I tend to have about a dozen artists each year, individual artists who bring their work and show it, whether in person or online. But then there's also organizations. I also encourage organizations who work with people who may not even consider themselves artists, but who create art as part of programs run by those organizations. So the actual number of artists we're showing year to year can be quite significant. When we have an organization like the Developmental Disabilities Association, they might have 10 or 15 artists show their work together. Or Studio 73, which is a glass blowing art studio run by Community Living. So the total number of artists is quite large. And in terms of how we're showing the work, you're right, most of the work is visual, which does translate really well to being shown online. And so we've set up last year and this year an online gallery, which you can click through. There's a menu on the left-hand side with the names of the artists or the associations, and you can click on there, and then thumbnails of the art shows up on the right-hand side, and you can click on each thumbnail and the larger piece shows up. And then for each artist or organization, I also have information about the artists and also a bit of a statement about what the art is about for them and how to contact the artist.
Now, I read comments of a participant in past conferences, and they said that experiencing the visual art, which is really the story of the people who are living in community housing, or as you say, for artists, housing can be quite precarious, maybe a number are homeless as well. It gave them a different way of looking at the issue of what it means to have a home, a safe home. And they were able to use a different side of their brain to kind of look at the issue from the passion, the color, the caring, the experience that is portrayed in the art. So it's actually a really complementary way to explore the issue of what is a home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree completely. I think, you know, part of my inspiration for having the art at the conference, part of it was just to have a bit of a mental break for people who are sitting in these conference sessions that go on hour after hour after hour. It's a lot of talking. It's a lot of verbal information coming at people. And so to be able to then go out into the hall and let your mind rest, but take in a whole other layer of information that you just, your brain can process in a really different way, I think is very important. And like you say, then tying that, telling the stories of the people who are being served by those who are at the conference is just a really important and meaningful connection. And you're right, there are quite a number of the artists who are in the show this year, which opens today, but also in previous years, who have experienced homelessness, who have quite serious mental health conditions and have really struggled, whether it's depression or bipolar illness or schizophrenia, and have found their way or are finding their way. And art is really part of their healing process and part of kind of coming to terms with the world around them and their place in the world. And so also for those artists, I think sharing their stories visually doesn't have to be as literal as having a conversation with someone. And so you get a different kind of conversation happening and a different way of seeing each other through the art.
Now you're having a virtual launch today at 12 o'clock. And this will be an opportunity for people to meet a few of the artists and talk about the overall theme, which for the Art Expo, I'm not sure if this is the theme of the whole conference, but for the Art Expo, the theme is dislocation and resilience. And the general public will be able to participate in that today from 12 to 1 p.m. virtually. So tell us about this special virtual launch to open the Art Expo.
That's right. And for me, having this launch, I think it's really important because many people who are not part of the so-called art world don't always have an entry point into coming in and viewing art and really kind of understanding who the artists are and what they might be trying to do and trying to say with their work. And so the launch is a way to share the art and talk about it and kind of take down those barriers, which may stop people from going and enjoying an art show in person. So interestingly, the theme of the art show, which as you said, is dislocation and resilience, really came from the work that the artists submitted for the show. And I was really struck. There's a whole handful of artists whose work is in the show who are working with images of houses, of empty houses, abandoned houses, and making the connection between gentrification and the sort of homelessness crisis that we have on the one hand and all these empty and abandoned houses on the other. And that spoke to me of a dislocation in our society. And then also thinking about people who are on the margins, who face stigma for whatever reasons, that's also another kind of dislocation. And then on the flip side of that, art as a process of building resilience and connecting with each other. And so having that sort of yin yang between the two really comes through strongly in this show.
When people participate, and I hope our listeners will, for this hour-long session today at noon, from noon to one, they will meet a few of the artists, I believe. The promotional material talked about two of them. Can you tell us a little bit about who we'll meet and their experiences and what they're going to share?
Yeah, I had hoped that quite a few more artists would be able to participate. Here's another place where we run into barriers, where artists who are precariously housed, who have experienced homelessness, who are dealing with mental health issues, aren't necessarily comfortable speaking about their work or have access to enough technology where they can kind of feel confident that their voices are going to come across or that they're going to be able to share what they want to share. So for sure, we're going to be joined by Sandra Yuen, who is a visual artist based in Vancouver. And she's one of these artists who I mentioned, who has a series of paintings that are of houses that are abandoned. And she has some very interesting things to say about them and her own experience as an artist. She has lived experience with schizophrenia and bipolar illness. She's also a published author and award-winning artist and is a very interesting person. So I'm really excited that she's agreed to come and join me and chat. Ilir is another artist his paintings to me really speak about resilience. They're very colorful, abstract, beautiful works. He's a little shy about speaking about his work. So he's given me some photos of his work in progress and some things to say about that. He'll be on the call. I'm not sure if he's going to pop in and actually say too much, but he'll be there. Some of the artists from Studio 73 who is work in glass will also be on the call. And I'm hoping a few others, but we'll see who shows up. my plan is that I will be sharing images from each artist and talking a bit about the work as they've presented it to me. And so really sharing just the wealth of experience that the artists are bringing to the art exhibition.
So we'll get to see some of the slides or actual images of the art.
Absolutely.
And is there an opportunity for questions and answers with the artists or with yourself?
Yes. I really encourage people that this is art is intended as a dialogue. And so as I'm sharing work, I'll invite people to put questions in the chat. And then there'll also be times when I'll ask if anyone has questions and, you know, we'll keep it pretty casual and open and a conversation. So I do encourage everyone to come and to participate. And if nothing else, just to come and listen and to see.
Robbie, the theme dislocation and resilience, was this one that you arrived at, that was your conception, or did it come from discussion with some of the artists, or how did you come up with that theme? Because that was the basis on which the artist, I guess, submitted their work to sort of fit with that. I'm not a visual artist, so I don't know how it works, but can
actually,
you just tell us about
way.
That?
How,
oh,
yeah.
Tell us about that. That's interesting.
Sure. So when I put out the call for the Housing Central Art Exhibition each year. I don't have a theme. And then when the artists submit their work and I kind of look at it all together, every year a different theme emerges. You know, in past, I think last year we had it seen and being seen. And this year, really this notion of dislocation and resilience came out strongly for me from the work itself. And so that's kind of how I've imagined it together. I hope the artists agree to me with me that makes sense when they all see it tomorrow, today.
Well, I think that we understand those of us who are really concerned and passionate about a home for everybody, a safe home, about dislocation and the most marginalized members of our society being displaced and not having adequate, not just shelter, but a sense of home and caring and that. But the resilience piece has become a staple of the last few years, hasn't it, with the COVID-19 pandemic and having to cope with more and more challenges on top of not having an adequate form of shelter. And on top of other challenges, as you say, drug poisoning, intergenerational trauma, the urban indigenous experience, we could go on and on, climate change. How do you see resilience portrayed in the art that the selections that came through? How do you get that sense of it? Is there a boldness? Is there what are you noticing that caused you to kind of chart that course for the theme, one of the themes?
Mm-hmm. Well, in addition to the art, I ask artists to submit an artist statement about their work. And I was really struck with how many of the artists said very clearly and very boldly that art has saved their lives, that the making of art fills a need that they have of being human and makes them feel alive and that life is worth living. And so that sense of resilience, art as being a path towards resilience, really came through strongly. And and there's a lot of the art in the show is very joyful, you know, and the artists speak about creating beauty and finding moments of joy, and that being part of their own sense of resilience as humans.
And this could also, you know, affect those who are viewing the art, who are, as you say, engaged in very important but very heavy conversations all day long at the conference. It's inspirational to see the joy in the art that can come from that comes from the artists, and you know, perhaps that a sense of color or one thing and another that would, as you say, give a break and be inspirational to get back and do the work. So the artists are a very important part of the conference, the visual artists. Has there been any thought in over the years of extending this to perhaps music or other forms of self-expression, poetry or one thing and another? I'm just curious about that.
Yeah, there have. And those have been woven into the conferences in different ways. It's a little bit more challenging online, not impossible. For instance, we've had poets speak at the conference. Previous years, we've had a film festival showing films. There's usually some musical entertainment at various points, you know, during a conference. Again, a little harder to do virtually. So I think we just keep building and keep reaching out to artists and finding ways to weave their work in, no matter what it looks like, what form it expresses itself in.
Absolutely. If people want to take part today between 12 and 1 in this online virtual art expo, how do they register?
If they go to the Housing Central conference website, and I'm just going to pull it up here so I've got the right address, to conference.housingcentral, one word, .ca. So conference.housingcentral.ca, and look under program. There's a link there to Art Expo. And if you click on that, you can just register and the Zoom link will be sent to you automatically.
So I'm going to repeat that. That's conference.housingcentral.ca. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yep. And then once you get to the conference homepage, that's the homepage for the Housing Central Conference. If you go to the tab under programs, you will see Art Expo. And if you open that, it will take you to the page that discusses this wonderful event today. And at the bottom, there's a place to register. And if you do that, you'll get the Zoom link and you'll be able to participate. And it's just a wonderful way to open the Art Expo. And then let me ask you again, where will the works be shown during the course of the conference? You said there's a gallery of sorts. How does one access that?
Yes, so we're launching that today.
Oh, okay.
And so when you go to that same link,
right,
you'll be able to find the whole Art Expo will be there.
Oh,
and
great.
The exciting part of it is that virtual gallery will be open from now through the end of the conference. So anyone can come and take a look anytime. You don't have to be registered for the conference to be able to experience the art exhibition.
Yeah, that's terrific, because the conference isn't until the 15th to the 17th of November. That's a number of weeks away. And so we'll be able to start looking at the art that has come in. Is any of this art for sale?
So each artist has their own piece of the show. And when you click on their section, the art shows up first. And under it, there's a statement from each artist about their work and a little bio. And at the end of the bio, there's a way to contact the artist. So whether that's through a website or Instagram or an email address, you know, it depended on the artist what was their most comfortable way of being contacted, but it is there. I do encourage anyone who's interested in purchasing art or finding out more about the artist and their work to really follow those links and stay connected.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that the Housing Central organizers will be promoting this opportunity to view the art in the weeks ahead, pre-conference and during the conference, and shining a light on the people who are participating by sharing their visual art. And through that, their stories of both dislocation and resilience. Robbie, thanks so much for all your hard work as the curator of the Art Expo for the Housing Central Conference, and the work that you do in arts and culture for the city of Port Coquitlam. It's been great talking to you, and we'll look forward to checking in with you at noon today at this wonderful launch of the fabulous exhibition. I can't wait to see it. And I thank you so much for your time today on The Pulse.
Thanks, Sandy. I really appreciate your time too.
I'm Sandy Goldman for The Pulse. I just want to remark that yesterday, when the federal cabinet was announced by Prime Minister Trudeau, it's important to note that we now have a federal minister of housing. That's a very important new position to elevate housing in the cabinet. The minister is Ahmed Hussein, who was a former a Minister of Immigration, a Minister of Economic Development, and he's also in taking on the responsibility for diversity and inclusion. I think he seems like a very caring person and is well-placed. And we hope that going forward, by having a federal minister of housing, we'll see more collaboration between the federal, provincial, and municipal levels of government across the country to get some affordable housing built. So that's great news on the housing front. And we encourage everyone to participate not only in the virtual art expo today, but to participate in the Housing Central Conference. There's lots to learn and lots of passionate people involved. So that's our report for today. I'm Sandy Goldman for The Pulse. Thanks so much for listening.
That was Sandy Goldman in discussion with Robbie Smith, curator of the virtual art exhibition being launched at 12 noon today as part of the annual Housing Central Conference. To register for today's event, go to conference.housingcentral.ca, click on Programs, then open Art Expo. The registration tab is at the bottom of the page. CFRO The Pulse is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.